Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every Friday, Tommy Tucker, WWL 813. Every Friday with Mike Dettelier is Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Hey, Mike Dettelier, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Tommy. Thank you, brother.
As we get started here, I always open the depth charts for this segment that we do because I want to compare offense against defense and defense against offense. And I asked him if they still sold programs at the Saints games because remember they used to have when the Saints have the ball and when the other team has the ball, they'd line them up differently like that. So let's talk about when the Buffalo Bills have the ball. Ooh, they got a lot of weapons, don't they?
They got a lot of them. They don't really have a true number one receiver. Strange, as explosive as they are on offense, they don't have what you would want to kind of signify as that number one guy. But they love to run the football. It's a Joe Brady type deal. Joe was like that. Remember, he was kind of a Sean Payton protege. He goes to LSU. He becomes the wide receiver, passing game coordinator. But, boy, he wanted Clyde Edwards-Helaire in 2019 to be a big part of that. And when I watch the Bills, there are so many of the same concepts he used at LSU in his rushing attack with Buffalo with James Cook. Because we all know about the Superman guy. Okay, Josh Allen is who he is. But James Cook is a huge part of that attack. They love to run the football or get the ball out in the flat to him as a receiver. They have a really good offensive line. They got a lot of Louisiana connections, and one of them's on there already, and Osiris Torrance, their starting right guard. And the guy they want to be their number one receiver is number zero, Keon Coleman, from Opelousas, Louisiana. Always wanted to go to LSU. He ended up at Michigan State, and then he transferred that final season. He went to Florida State. LSU sort of ran out of wide receiver scholarships, and they got a lot of talent. What I really like about the Bills is their tight end position. I think, Tommy, in the last few years, we've seen like double-digit amounts of tight ends that have made impacts in the National Football League. And that's what they use a lot of two tight end offense with Dalton Kincaid, their former first round pick, Dawson Knox, the Ole Miss tight end, former Ole Miss tight end, and Jackson Hawes, also a rookie this year from Georgia Tech. Saints are going to get a bunch of that, but you know who's the straw that turns the drink?
Josh Allen.
And make a strong argument. The best player in pro football.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
So you got all of that, and then you got Josh Allen at the end of it. Not at the end of it, but at the beginning of it, depending on how you want to look at it. How do the Saints defend this?
Got to hope to get a takeaway or two, because if not, what they try to do is they try to hit you and get points on the board early, and then they let their defense play sick 'em. Okay, get after the quarterback and just kind of tee off on teams. So you got to get some turnovers and hope they can help you out in that category. If it's with a fumble, interception. You heard Drew Brees say it about trying to steal two turnovers away. That's a lot easier said than done. But the one thing with Josh, he gives you that dimension in which he's like a big running back at times. Okay, they spread the field out, So you try to come in to get him, and he just takes off running with the damn ball. And the Saints have had difficulties matching up against teams that use the tight ends a lot. So they give you a lot of different variables here, despite the fact they don't have a true number one receiver. But they paid James Cook in the offseason. He is a legit top five running back in the National Football League. And Josh Allen, he's a legitimate top two quarterback in the NFL. He's that good.
I think Josh Allen, sometimes his size gets lost in all of this.
First time
he's a big old man.
First time I saw him, he comes to Manning Passing Academy. Mm-hmm. Okay, I saw him on television, but I hadn't seen him in person. Archie Manning and I are watching them throw the football on the Thursday afternoon. They used to do it back then. And we're in a golf cart, and I'm with a guy who's got a camera filming it. And Archie tells me, tell your guy to move. I said, why? He's like, we're at the 20-yard line. Josh is throwing it from the end zone. He was like, wait till Allen throws it. A tropical storm had passed in the Gulf, and, man, we were getting the winds, and it was blowing inward. He threw a pass along the sideline, and the wind sort of took it a little bit and hit the top of the golf cart. And we, 80 yards away. And, I mean, he did it with, like, ease. Like, okay, Mr. Receiver. I mean, he hit the top of that golf cart.
Tell your guy to move.
He said, tell him to move. And, man, we all scrambling because, I mean, that ball's coming straight for us, and it hit the top of the damn golf cart.
And he can move, too, for being a big guy.
Yes, he can. He's got some mobility, and he's just such a big, big man. He's built like a lumberjack. You know, he's like 6'5 and some change, 240 pounds. But his movement skills for such a big man is really, really good, Tom. And so he gives you so many different dimensions that you have to go up against. And when, you know, it's
and he doesn't go
a
down
difficult
easy.
Play.
Doesn't go down easy.
Well, he does. You don't see him slide. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he wants to try to run over.
I'm talking
you.
About if you got him trapped in a pocket too. He doesn't go down easy.
You better bring him down. You better be two arms around him. You ain't bringing him down with no one arm. And he doesn't take the seat, as they would say, as a defensive lineman. I mean, he'll fight you to the bitter end for it. They're a very good football team on offense. Tell me they got deficiencies on defense. I just don't know if the Saints can take advantage of that.
Let's talk about the deficiencies on defense when we come back. Talking to Mike Dettelier, breaking down the Bills and the Saints. You can hear all the action here on WWL. Our coverage starts at 8 o'clock, I think it is. Noon kickoff, 8:20. Traffic now, WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Every Friday morning, 8:15, we break down the Saints game with Mike Dettelier. It's Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Mike, before we move on to the Buffalo Bills defense, when you talk about the Saints defense, how do they stop that Bills offense?
You got to stop the run first. I'm a big believer in that. Mm-hmm. It's crazy to say, but you got to say, you know what, if you're going to beat me with Josh Allen throwing the football, do it.
Ooh,
but I'm
like
not going to let you.
I don't like
I'm not going to let you control the clock.
Because he can spin it, can't he?
Yeah, he can, but yeah. If they can run the football, that's right up their alley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what Joe Brady wants to do. He wants to control the tempo of a game. I mean, I can almost like hear him talking to me in 2019 that what him and Steve Ensminger were doing at LSU, and he was like, you know, we just got to control the tempo, and we do that by running the football. We do it with running it. And so he brought that sort of concept with him when he went to Carolina, and things didn't exactly work out great for him. And then he goes to Buffalo, and things have really worked out well. And they really want to run the ball because of the fact I think they want to try to protect Josh Allen from getting knocked around.
I'll tell you what I didn't like you saying is go out to a big lead and then just run it down your throat.
Just run it.
After what happened on Sunday against the Seahawks. That I did not want to hear.
Well, that's what they want to do. That's what Joe has sort of built the attack in. He takes that from Sean Payton. He told me that that's part of what he learned from Coach Payton when he was here with the Saints, was that he said when those explosive Saints teams would get out to a big lead, the Saints were running the football 35, 40 times a game. He said, you know, we just sort of fed it to them. And he said then every once in a while, Drew would step back, throw the football, bang, touchdown. And that's what they do with Buffalo once they get a lead.
And the Saints' offense, hardly explosive. It seems to me, Mike, the kind of game where the only chance they have to win is if everything goes right, if they get a couple of turnovers. If you have a chance for an interception, you got to make it. If you got a chance for a strip, you got to make it. If you got to make have a chance to make a play on defense, you have to make it, or offense. And if everything doesn't go perfectly, they don't have a chance. Thoughts?
I agree. Your margin of error is tight in every game, but it's really tight against Buffalo. The crazy thing about the Bills is the fact that they have spent a lot of capital in the offseason. They brought in Joey Bosa, a defensive end from the Chargers. Mm-hmm. They used three early-round picks on defensive linemen. And we remember game one. Derrick Henry did start a trend, which I had never seen before. He fumbled the ball late. But Derrick Henry's still running the football. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it had been two-hand touch, he'd have still rushed for the same amount of yards against Buffalo. They weren't even hardly touching him. Last Thursday against Miami, a team not noted for running the ball, the Dolphins ran for over 130 yards and averaged over 5 yards a rush against Buffalo. That I would be concerned about that if I'm Buffalo. If you're talking about this team legitimately being a Super Bowl caliber team, you got to be able to stop people. You got to be able to stop people in the running game. It was not the major concern. We had Ryan Nielsen at Louisiana Line Camp. He came on Sports Talk with Steve and I when we did the show there. And before we started the interview with him, I asked him, what's your biggest concern? He said, no, it's not stopping the run. He said, it's my secondary. He said, we got a lot of young pieces and a lot of new pieces in the secondary, but they've been gashed by teams who really want to run the football. If I'm the Saints, I got to do that. And I'll try to control the tempo of that game early by running it.
Can they win? Can they keep it close?
I don't think either one. I just think their offense is so explosive in so many areas that they win big. And for Bills fans, this is a treat. It is a rarity to play at 12 noon in Buffalo because they've been so good for so long. Mm-hmm. They have these Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday games, or they play at 3:20 in the afternoon. It's rare that they play at noontime. Tickets are almost triple. Mm. If you were to buy them, you know, in Buffalo, because it's such a rarity to play in Buffalo at noontime.
Let's hope. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Mike Dettelier,
WWL brother.
NFL analyst. We'll take a break. Come back. Time for WWL First News. So that will go to Ian Ozan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you
what
know
people
why
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.